Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Before it gets buried under the latest outrages, let's recall what the president thinks of our troops. In that Atlantic Magazine article, he allegedly called them suckers and losers. They put duty over personal gain. He couldn't understand it. Well, he was just being honest. As we know, the president probably believes it's better to pursue personal interests and the common good. He's not alone. Conservative economists have been saying that for centuries. It's the core of his party's beliefs. Greed is great. I was going to discuss that philosophical conundrum, but there's a bigger problem here. It's not about the troops and their ethics. It's about what he is doing to their bosses. He started off his presidency, patriotically enough, embracing the flag, filling his administration with generals, Kelly, McMaster, Mattis. One by one, they and others quit or got fired. In many cases, it was because he wanted to do something they thought improper. Pulling out of NATO, betraying our Kurdish allies in Syria, blackmailing Ukraine to help his reelection. As he told a meeting of military brass, "You don't know how to win anymore. You're a bunch of dopes and babies." It's tempting to look for psychological explanations. Shame at having avoided service himself, suspicion that military types don't respect him, his own lack of discipline and restraint. I think it's something darker. Those ousted generals? Replaced with Trump loyalists. So were other top Pentagon officials who were considered too independent. The military is one part of government the president doesn't really control yet. It might not accept an order to do something questionable. That order may be coming. He could ask the generals to intervene in the coming election, though they've said they wouldn't. He could have them distract us with a war, though that might be too risky even for him. There's a more likely, more terrifying possibility. No matter how long he remains president, he'll likely do to the armed forces what he's done throughout the government. It's what every strong man does. Fill the top ranks with people he can rely on, protect him, do his dirty work. People who, unlike real soldiers, subordinate the common good to personal interests, his. That would be far worse than simply bad-mouthing our troops. That would be making suckers and losers of us all. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.